Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Shantae Out Loud podcast. Thank you for coming back. Thank you for telling your friends. And thank you for listening if it's your first time. Today, I want to talk about boundaries. This is one conversation that I'm sure will spur into several for the length of this podcast. Just because I think that boundaries are something that me and my peers and people in general all could use work on. For me, I was kind of called to talk about this because the last year has made me really reevaluate my boundaries, and I've recognized that I actually never had any boundaries. Unfortunately, this recognition didn't come until after I had overextended myself due to my lack of properly setting boundaries and even having any, that I now have to turn inward and realize that the energy, the time, the effort that I put forward into relationships with others ultimately didn't serve me. And unfortunately, I think it works this way for so many of us. So many of us don't recognize that our boundaries are being infringed upon until we just can't take it anymore and the explosion happens. And I just want to talk about how that doesn't have to be. The number one thing that made me really look at my boundaries, I had a friend who I was constantly removing my energy for myself for this friend. I was constantly recognizing that upon talking on the phone or even having any sort of interaction at all with this friend, I was incredibly exhausted, whether it be mentally, emotionally. It was just taking this grand toll on me that it didn't need to. And that's when I realized that, first, it's not that friend's fault, because that friend didn't ask me to extend my boundaries the way that I had, and that it was my fault for not asserting my boundaries with that friend firmly, so that way we could have an understanding of what I was willing to do and not do. So how do we establish boundaries? How do we gain boundaries? How do we learn boundaries? The best thing I can say is start by writing them down. That's literally what I did. After this kind of my blow up happened, as blow ups happen after our boundaries are infringed on, I sat down and I really had to think, you know, I am at least 50% to blame for any time my boundaries are infringed upon. So I sat down and I wrote what my boundaries were. What makes me feel good? What can I allow? What am I not willing to do? How do I want to feel? And this has really been very helpful because it's really helped me materialize physically what my boundaries mean to me and what they mean to me in regards to others. I realized, number one, that I was not able to establish boundaries with others because I had not established boundaries with myself. There was so much in my own life that I was just kind of letting free fly. How could I turn to another person and say, hey, that boundary is violated, when I haven't even set the standard for myself? If I know that my boundary is, hey, I would prefer, you know, not to feel like I'm crawling out of my own skin when I'm around you. That is my boundary. So maybe I can only see this person once a month, because any more than that, it makes me want to crawl out of my own skin. That's a boundary that you need to set with friends, with lovers, with parents, with co-workers, with bosses, everyone. But the boundary setting really starts with you. Get in touch with them. hey, you know what? It really doesn't work for me to be on Instagram more than 2 hours a day, or else it violates a boundary because maybe energetically it doesn't work for you. Or even with Twitter, you know, maybe Twitter or Facebook, the statuses that you're seeing every day are too much for you. So you insert a boundary of, I'm only going to be on social media for 3 hours a day. That's totally okay. But set the boundary. When you set the boundary, your life begins to fall into motion with those boundaries set. And when you're clear on what your boundaries are, it's never a problem to assert those boundaries onto others. And you don't have to worry about feeling like you might hurt a feeling or feel bad about it. Because at the end of the day, you have to look out for you. And that's a part of your boundary setting, is checking in with yourself and saying, hey, I feel this way about this, or how do I feel about that? And if it's anything that violates you, and a lot of times I think that our bodies give us a lot of information without us even recognizing it. You know, with this friend, I remember always when I would get off the phone, literally feeling exhausted. Didn't matter if it was 10 in the morning I had spoken to this friend, I was exhausted upon the hang up. Even a text message got so exhausting, I put this friend on do not disturb, because talking to this friend and what this friend was going through was so energetically draining to me that I had to set up boundaries little by little to try and maintain my energy. And that's all that boundary setting really matters for. You. Is it worth you losing the energy that you want to have? Is it worth you compromising yourself in the name of another person? And the answer is no, it is never worth it. You should never compromise yourself on the behalf of other people, because as I said earlier, other people do not ask for you to remove those boundaries. You do so of your own volition. So as you're dealing with your boundaries and as you're setting your boundaries and you really starting with you, notice the change in your life. Notice how it makes you feel. You know, I started my boundary of every day I make myself two notes of affirmations. That's a great boundary. This is a great way for me to see what I want the direction of my day to be and remind myself of my boundaries. Today, I'm maintaining my energy. Today, I'm doing something creative. These are ways that I call my energy back to myself and set a boundary and a standard for myself that says, hey, no matter what happens today, I'm maintaining that energy. That's my boundary. Nobody's going to cross the boundary that maintains my energy because I've set it up to be that way. So when you're thinking about boundaries and you're thinking about them related to others, just make sure that you come first. Don't be afraid to say no. You know, that's another major boundary thing that people have a hard time, property that people have a hard time setting, is just saying no. And not even giving an explanation. And this is like a big thing I preach about on my Instagram stories. I fucking hate people feeling like you owe them an explanation. You don't. And it's something I struggle with sometimes too, is thinking someone owes me an explanation. They don't. An answer can just be a no, and it doesn't need anything else. Sometimes that boundary is just saying no. How much further along I would have been in my healing and in my boundary setting if I had known that a no is just a no, and can stand up to my, and I could stand up to my friend and say that no. That's a boundary. You know, sometimes we have people in our, and sometimes we have people in our lives who, you know, are kind of negative. Like, I had another friend. I've lost a lot of friends this year, all of them, to be honest. But it's like when you have a friend who is negative, you have to create boundaries a lot of the time. Or you have a family member who's kind of negative. You know where you can go with people and you know where you stand. Check in with yourself and set those boundaries. I had a friend who was so fucking negative. She was negative all the time. And when I told her I no longer wanted to vibrate from such a negative place, you know, she really was really mean. She told me I was delusional. She told me I was crazy. She told me I was always going to be just a miserable person. She was a very miserable bitch. But outside of that, I should have set a better boundary and not spoken to her more than as often as I was. And I mean, now I've set the ultimate boundary by blocking the bitch. Like, you cannot. And that's a boundary too. Do not be afraid to block. Do not be afraid to mute. So many people think muting and blocking is just so wrong. And I think it is absolutely not. You may mute, block, unfollow, whatever you don't want to see, hear, feel, no longer serves you. That is okay. Your boundaries, however you choose to set them, are absolutely okay, because they're your boundaries and they make sure that you stay sane. So don't let anyone tell you that your boundary settings or how you choose to maintain those boundaries is wrong, because it's not them, it's you. Period. And even just to wrap it around back to self again. What do you do to yourself that doesn't make you feel good? What don't you do for yourself that you would like to do? These are the ways that we show ourselves where our boundaries are. I know that on Sundays, I don't want to do anything with anyone. Sundays are self-care days for me. On a Sunday, I want to do face masks, lip masks, nails done, whatever the case may be. So on Sundays, I don't respond to messages sometimes, because that's my day. That's my boundary for the day. On Sundays, I'm taking care of myself. And that's the way we start setting boundaries. It really doesn't have to be these grandiose boundaries. You don't have to, you know, upon making your boundary list, you don't have to sit and create these, you know, what is it, Hammurabi's code of boundaries. It can start very little, but when you're willing to start small, you can work your way up to really, really having full control of your life. What's my boundary? Hey, this is a little boundary that you set. And once you honor those boundaries, that's when you feel the absolute best, is when you're honoring the boundaries you set. I feel great when I tell people, oh, you know what? I don't want to talk to you today, because I do. I don't want to talk to you today. I'll text you tomorrow. I feel great when I assert those boundaries. Why? Because I know that they have the most beneficial intent for myself that I've given myself by setting a boundary. Don't be afraid to say no. Don't be afraid to not do. Don't be afraid to not say. What are your boundaries? Get clear on them so people can feel like they understand where you're coming from. And then you don't have to worry about feeling like you're crawling inside of your own skin. Because that's what not having our boundaries makes us feel like. We always are the ones who suffer when we do not properly assert our boundaries. And when we suffer, those around us suffer as well. Back to energetic impact, right? If I'm feeling low energy because I'm unable to assert my boundaries, then how can I be my best self for myself, which ultimately will make the collective better? If I'm being my best self, if I'm asserting my boundaries very well, then others around me feel like they can too assert their boundaries as well as they feel I am, and assert their energies in places that they'd rather be. Because that's the thing too. A lot of times when you're not putting your boundaries and you're feeling energetically pulled out of yourself, that's energy that you've lost that could be better applied to something that makes you feel amazing, that makes you feel on top of the world, that brings you joy. And why the fuck would you want to take joy out of your life? Why the fuck would you want to do anything that removes the highest energy for yourself that you can give yourself? You wouldn't. It's very simple. So, just make sure that you're setting up your boundaries. Make sure that you are firm in setting and standing up and setting those boundaries. And keep your energy exactly where you want it to be, because you're in charge of that all by yourself. And when you do that and you are feeling your absolute best, you feel great about others feeling their absolute best, and it just goes around. So thank you for listening to this episode. I'm gonna put it out right now. You have a great, blessed rest of your day, night, morning, etc., etc. Thank you for listening again. And I think next time you hear my voice, I'll have a guest with me. So thanks again for listening, and I am out of here.